Back here at Potosi, joined by the victorious head coach of the Potosi Lady Trojans, Ashley Matthews. They are now 26-4-2 and first conference tournament championship win since 1993, first appearance since 1994. And a big week that your team has gone through, I guess, ran the gauntlet, if you will. And the plaque is finally back here. Coach, how's it feel?
Amazing. I could not be more proud of them. They set their minds to this, and we talked about how we didn't win this last year and how things went, and they had their mindset to it, and they came to battle today. They played some phenomenal volleyball. I feel like I haven't really seen that the past couple weeks, but they got the job done tonight and incredibly proud of them.
Obviously, winning a state championship last year probably helps with what I'm about to say, but how do you come into this game and you see Valley Catholic on the other side, or in the semifinal, you see Bismarck on the other side? Yeah, they're seated below you, but Bismarck came in with 31 wins. Valley Catholic comes in with 25 wins. You guys have 25 wins, but I imagine the state championship helps, but how do you come into this game not nervous seeing the record and the accolades of the opponents?
Oh, I was incredibly nervous. I think this was the most nervous I've been all season. It's never something to take lightly when you're going against Nancy Fisher and the Valley Catholic Warriors. Even Bismarck, they were playing great volleyball this season. I was really nervous in that first game against Bismarck. It was just like power here, power there, power here. Who's going to make the mistake? And our girls came to play, and they took care of business. And what more could you ask for from a coach?
Go ahead. Eden Robart. 16 kills in this game. I'll have to look real quick at what she had in the first game. I had her for 8 kills, 2 aces, and a block. Eve Litton, 11 kills. But they cannot get those kills if it's not for Adeline Gibson setting them. And she hits a milestone tonight. Talk us a little bit about Gibson and why she's such an important part of this team.
Adeline is a phenomenal volleyball player. She is smart. She's our quarterback. She started setting for us a little bit last year. She came in a little bit. She played the North County tournament because our setter was out. And then this is really only her first full-time season being our setter, and she's already hit 1,000 kills. Or, sorry, 1,000 assists. But, yeah, she's great. We couldn't do it without her. She is one of the best setters I think I've seen. She has great hands, great knowledge of the court, great she sees the court well. And she knows when to put the ball in Eden's hand. Those two of them have played volleyball together for a very long time, so I feel like that's to our advantage. They know each other. Gibby knows what Eden needs, and she's bringing along the other hitters along with her, so it's great.
I don't want to say that this team is a young team and maybe shouldn't expect to win some of the games they're winning, because a lot of these players were on that team that won the state championship last year. But after you graduate a player like Ava Robart and the amount of seniors that you did last year, and I know I talked to you at the start of the season, you came in with, you know, some question marks with, we want our players to be out there expecting to win every night, not just to be happy that they're out there. Is this team, they're aware of how big these games are that they're winning, right?
Absolutely, yeah. They're coming along right at the right time. I wouldn't say that. I think we are pretty young. I mean, we have a lot of inexperience on our court. We have a cross-country runner playing, Presley Smith. Presley Smith is playing volleyball with us this year. And really only Eden Robart and Mason McCarthy and Eve Litton saw the court last season. Mm-hmm. So I really do think we're young and inexperienced. We have an inexperienced junior class, but they're coming right along. They're getting the job done. They're finally feeling themselves out and maturing and realizing how big this is. And we talked about it in the locker room. I was like, welcome to postseason volleyball. This is what it's all about. So they're feeling themselves out. They're maturing. And it's incredible to see, especially Eden stepping up as big as she has been. I actually talked to Ava on the phone before this game, and she was asking about Eden and wishing us good luck and tell us that she loves us and she misses us. So it's good to hear from her, but I told her she would be incredibly proud of her sister.
A long way to go to get back to SEMO for what would be the defense of a state championship. And I don't want to say that's what's on the horizon, because there is a long way to get there. But district
Absolutely.
Playoffs start next week.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are the top seed of the tournament. The two seed is St. Genevieve, and you guys handled them in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Things are different once you get to district playoff time, but how do you come into that not expecting, or how do you come into that with the mindset of, okay, we're just going to cakewalk this district?
I don't believe that whatsoever. I do not believe that we are going to cakewalk our district. Seeing St. Gen play tonight, And seeing their game against Farmington the other night, beating that Farmington team, they have some power hitters. They block well. Their defense is moving right along. They're picking up things. And then, you know, you have everybody else in the district, you know, wild cards. They could come up and show out and show up and get the job done. So I definitely don't think it's going to be a cakewalk. And I told them that we cannot take a single game lightly. I mean, it's either win in advance or lose and go home. So it's now or never, and they got to get the job done. So we'll have lots of conversations between now and next Thursday. So hopefully we're prepared for that.